Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 7:05. Hump day morning. This part of the show is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast. There's a new one every Monday, and you can find it at radioalice.com. We're going to start the 7 o'clock trash with the...
We have a contest.
Oh, darn it all. I mean, yay. Caller number 9 right now instantly wins a pair of tickets to see the Doobie Brothers. I knew that.
We were just talking about it.
Dummy. So excited to do the Hot 100. The show is September 12th at the Masonic. Oh, that's a great place to see a show. I love that place. The Masonic in San Francisco. Tickets go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m., livenation.com. Oh, there's a great Sarah and Vinny version of this from the early days.
It's on our
5-year anniversary CD. Oh, no, it is. It's totally worth it. I'll keep on shining your light. Gonna make everything. It's on that first CD, no? 5 years of Spills and Thrills. It's our 5-year anniversary CD. As we approach 25 years. How did this happen?
I don't know.
Looking at it right now. What did you title it then?
I think it's called Blackwater.
It should be, but it's not.
Vinny,
are you thinking Blackbird?
No. Vinny, Sarah, and Kathy sing Old Blackwater.
I don't remember that. I don't care, don't make no difference.
Read me the titles.
Oh, my God.
Vinny squeals like a girl.
Yeah.
Scrotum. Well.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. There's another one. Vinny gets digitized.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boobs, of course. Yeah. There's an outro. Is it an outro?
I don't know
what that is.
I think that's Steve DeNiro.
It would be titled Doobie Brothers.
Melissa's Toolbox.
Oh, that's good. That's a Melissa Etheridge interview.
Vinny versus the mother-in-law?
No, that's not it.
Yeah, it doesn't have any black water there.
Oh, well.
You had a copy of that in the other room?
How's the contest going?
I am sure it's over by now. Caller number 9, that's an easy one.
Did you finish all the info?
Yeah. Tickets on sale Friday, 10 a.m.
Should I go look at my desk?
Yeah, go see if you can find it. No hurry at all. The Doobie Brothers. We've loved them for a long time on this show. All right, let's get into the Billboard Hot 100.
All right.
We'll start with number 100. This is, by the way, the Rolling Stone charts are supposedly out. We couldn't make heads or tails of them. And
too complicated.
We'll work it.
To be
work
useful.
Through it. Right. I sort of was hoping that those would work because I am interested in, you know, I think the song that's getting streamed the most is the biggest song in the country. And I don't know if that translates to this. I don't know. At number 100, Ocean Eyes. Oh, that's the good part.
Oh, you didn't hear
Ocean Eyes?
Oh, by the hand. Billie Eilish's Ocean Eyes is number 100.
Oh.
See, Hooman's not demonic.
Hooman's here?
No, but you know how he says she's like demon music? You hearing this? It's the new Billie Eilish, Ocean Eyes. It's actually been on the charts for 19 weeks. It's
number is it now?
It peaked at 84. Number 100. Number 100.
Yuzi?
Yes. I did find a copy, but I don't see that Blackwater on there.
I want to see that.
See? I don't know where that is, guys.
I swear it's on there.
I don't think it is.
I don't think it is, sir.
Maybe I have it. I would never know how to find it on this new computer.
Let me help you. Oh, I can't help you. Yeah. I'm doing something over here.
Hold on. Maybe I'll just type in Blackwater.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
I don't hate it. I really don't. But it's going to be so underwhelming by all this time it takes to get it.
No, I just have the song. Oh, that sucks.
Oh.
I'm going to look at the...
We'll investigate later.
Yeah. I suppose we could do it something else. now.
We do it live.
We have more Doobie tickets tomorrow morning.
Okay. So we're done with the Shawn Mendes tickets then, huh?
Yes, that's gone.
Oh. Well, that show's coming up on Sunday, so. DaBaby is at number 10 with a song called Shug. That peaked at number 7. Okay. Number 9 is Chris Brown featuring Drake, No Guidance. At number number 8 is Sunflower from Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, Post Malone and Sway Lee. It's hanging in there. This was actually out of the top 10 last week. It's been on the charts for 37 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Number 12 last week.
Post Malone's Wow was still there.
Yeah,
and this one was
right.
gone. And now they swapped.
They switched those two songs. It's like they're tied together. Number 7 is the Jonas Brothers' Sucker.
I'm a sucker for you.
Number 6 is another song from Lizzo. This was at number 11 last week, and it's up at 6th place. Lizzo's Truth
wow,
Hurts.
Wow, good for her.
Yeah. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, Senorita, is number 5. Number 4 is Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber, I Don't Care. Because I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. Khalid. Oh, boy. That's not the song. Khalid is number 3. Talk. Can we just talk?
How old is this song?
This song?
Yeah.
21 weeks on the charts.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I still like it, though.
Yeah. It's good. Remember when this record came out? We liked the record. There was a lot of... It has like a kind of a throwback-y sound.
Mm-hmm. And
surprisingly good. Billie Eilish, Bad Guy, is number 2. And I want to say... You saw this in the library, right? Did we add
it?
We must have added it.
Yes, it was playing this morning when I walked in.
Good job,
in.
Janie. And number 1 again for, I think it's 16 weeks straight.
17 weeks probably.
Is it
now.
17 now?
Oh, I think it was 16. You reported it this...
We talked about it yesterday.
That's right, yeah. Because
yeah.
it was the album charts that you're talking about.
Right,
this song
right.
has been... Yeah, so 16 this
yeah.
week.
Yeah, it's been on the charts 18 weeks, but I think it's been number 1 for 16 of those.
In a row.
Yeah. It's a long run. It's breaking records. Old Town Road, Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus. Keeping a lot of songs down to second place, too. There's a lot of songs on here that, like, they peaked at number 2. A
lot of great songs.
They couldn't get any higher than
I
that.
I like that we've got a little variety, at least, in the chart.
Yeah.
It's not all Drake.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Drake
oh
and Kanye.
Right. Drake and Post Malone. It's a good song.
Damn.
There you go. Congratulations on another week at number 1. And his 7-song EP was number 2 yesterday. Like, that's doing well. Speaking of new songs, Beyoncé has put together an album. They say that she curated this album of music inspired by The Lion King. She plays Nala in the new live-action Lion King.
That must come out this week. Next week? It's got to be
week,
soon
yeah.
because it's they're everywhere.
Yeah, they're reviewing it next week. I think you guys are seeing it this week, right?
That's correct, Sarah.
Oh, thank you, Bryn. So The Lion King, The Gift, Beyonce has curated a variety of Lion King-inspired songs written by African artists. The album will also include a song written and performed by Beyonce. It's called Spirit. And I believe she released Spirit last night. Is that the song that came out? Because we're not getting this record until I think the end of next
week. That's
correct,
Spirit. I'll start at the beginning because it has a very Lion King sound.
Okay.
Whatever that means. You'll see what I mean.
Is that her singing, you think?
I have no idea. Probably not her singing. I'll jump to the verse now.
Okay.
Ooh, got really?
Die. Oh, boy. That is...
Sorry, it's a little hot.
Peg in the red. This is how I like hearing her sing. I hate that like surfboard stuff.
Oh, you like this?
Yeah, this is, you know. Well, I like
way,
show tunesy stuff.
Yeah. All right.
That's nice. So she co-wrote it with a couple other people, but they say this one is going to actually be in the movie. Because some of this stuff I don't think is. It's like inspired by The Lion King, but this one they're saying it's a scene involving Beyonce's character, Nala. Maybe she started, you know, maybe she's a lion who can sing in the movie.
Yeah.
Well, didn't Nala sing in the movie?
I guess so, right?
A little bit,
yeah. It's a musical.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's a total musical.
Yeah.
Both Simba and Nala.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to
see
that
movie. Remember it.
Oh.
It's been a long time since I saw The Lion King.
They played in that little graveyard, and they would, you remember, as little cubs.
Yeah, I guess.
Adorable.
Yeah.
And grew up to be like strong lions. And
yes.
Part of the pride.
Yes.
And all that. Mm-hmm. Don't want to spoil anything, you know.
Yeah. No. Well, they grow up, you know. Kids right. grow up. That's what happens to kids. And then they find their roar.
I haven't seen this. I have no idea.
Oh. You'll like it. It's
oh, you'll
good.
Love it. You should watch the cartoon first with your daughter. Actually, I don't know. The beginning's a little rough.
Yeah, I don't. That's why we've avoided it.
But it's
you know,
great.
It's not. It's certainly no worse than. What was the other thing you were saying you were watching the other day?
Well, the one that got us right off the bat when she was a little kid is Nemo, because it starts. The very first scene is a barracuda.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil anything, yeah, no, but it's not good. It's not. You go, right. Oh,
just
no!
As they're so happy, suddenly,
right?
It's not happy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, oh, that part.
Oh, you want to hear that?
Yeah, let's hear that part.
All right,
hear
this.
I want to hear her squeaking. She has quite an octave range. All right.
All right.
Yeah, you would like it, and even though there's some peril in it, you know, it's not like you see.
Well, I love all those movies. I'm sure I will.
Yeah, you'll like it.
Do you want to hear this? It's called Campfire Corral. Is that what it is?
Campfire?
Campfire Corral.
Yeah.
That's the old Blackwater?
I guess so.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
That's what I was told.
Yeah, it seems right.
Oh, my God.
Boy, Sarah's barely on that.
Yeah.
It's all you, baby.
Thanks to Alden for telling me.
Oh, thank you, Alden. You knew it had Thanks, to be on Alden. There somewhere. That is so funny. So there you go. 20 minutes too late for the bit.
We got it, baby.
We got it. We figured it out.
You want it?
You got it.
Oh, let's play that.
Let's not. It finally wasn't in the top 10. Camila Cabello.
Yeah, let's hear it.
No, I got a story. I got another story.
Ah, yeah. Now we're talking.
Someday.
Here's a song we love.
Got it. Someday. All right, let's move on to Camila Cabello. Now, okay.
Got it.
Jesus Christ. It's the first thing I look for every time I get the charts every
to
week.
See if it's there.
I'm like, oh, thank God it's not on there.
We'll find a way to play it.
You'll forget about it soon enough. I just have to be patient.
It's not quite run into the ground just yet.
Oh, really? You don't think?
Not yet.
No.
Right. I guess maybe if I start asking for it, it'll be run into the ground. You know what? I want to hear
that
again 100 times.
Yeah, you should try that.
Yeah,
see how it goes.
Worked with Drake. Oh, boy. Okay. Don't make me turn you off. Please stop.
All right, last time. That's the last time.
Really?
I want it.
You got it. All right. Camila Cabello.
So
She's blonde now. Here's a shot of her.
Sure, she's looks great.
She does. She is known for her long dark hair, and she changed it up in the music video for her new single, Find
Really
You
like
Again.
That. Her hair looks all dreaded.
Yeah, it's got that kind of wet look, but super messy.
Mm-hmm. You said she's had a bunch of surgery?
I was reading a story that said she's had rhinoplasty, some cheek fillers, and there was one more thing. Oh, Botox around her eyes.
Well, she is 22, so she's getting up there.
You got it. They say start early with that maintenance.
Yep, you got to get going with that. So she's got a new single called Find You Again, and I guess she was working on the music video. So this is it's a wig.
Oh.
Which is actually amazing how natural it looks. It looks absolutely great.
Yeah, she looks stunning.
I guess if
this
she decided
is a wig?
To, yeah, if she decided to go blonde, she could totally do it. Like, it looks amazing.
Yeah, that's a good step to try out a wig first, right?
Yeah. And for someone who has as much hair as she does, it's amazing how tightly they can get it to, you know.
Hairstylists are...
They're amazing.
They're magicians.
So don't worry if you thought, oh, no... Her beautiful...
Another one of our girls goes blonde.
Yeah. This is the song?
Yes, this is Find You Again.
I guess that Mark Ronson's on this song.
Yes.
That guy's a hit maker.
Of course, it's already in rotation on our station.
Of course it is. And the video will be out soon with her and her blonde wig. It looks amazing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's out already.
Oh, the video's video? Already out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I thought this was posted yesterday. Maybe they finished it up last night. I don't know. Boy, the turnaround's fast. All right. Here you go.
Camila. I have it right here if you want to see.
Camila Cabello. Oh.
She's looking up. What do they call that? Bodysuit of some sort that's kind of see-through.
Is that Mark Ronson?
Yes.
Oh, he's looking pensive. Oh, wow. She's doing all kinds of...
stripper moves?
Yeah. She knows all the... It's very flash dance.
That's him?
Yes.
He keeps putting... Yeah. So funny.
So I'm just going to be
They've
sitting
here in
the chair.
They've got this beautiful starlet who's going to be singing and dancing in the song, and he shows up, and the director's probably like, what are you doing here?
I'm also on this song. Could
what are we
I,
doing
can I
with
be in
you
the video?
Here? Why are you ruining the video, dude?
Can I be the creepy guy that watches her through binoculars from the stands?
We got to put you in here? Great.
Oh, I should have put this Jay-Z story with my Beyonce story.
Oh, let's hear it.
Billionaire rapper Jay-Z, he is entering the cannabis industry. Mm. California company named Caliva in San Jose.
Yep, exactly.
Privately owned, formed in 2015.
San Jose.
They announced yesterday that Jay-Z had entered a long-term partnership in which he will focus on outreach and the creative direction of the company. His formal title will be Chief Brand Strategist. And this will further his social justice efforts by increasing job training for former prisoners, as well as fostering quality and fairness in the development of the legal marijuana industry. He said, we want to create something amazing, have fun in the process, do good, and bring people along the way.
Weird. It's none of my business, for sure, but I wonder what it takes to get him involved in something like that.
A when lot they of money.
They can't have a lot of money, though.
Right.
Do they give him half the company?
You know, I wonder if it's because they're saying earlier this year he launched a criminal justice group called the Reform Alliance with the goal of helping get 1 million Americans out of jail and on probation or parole in the next 5 years. And he's talking about that, like that they're going to help some of these people with jobs and training, et cetera. So I wonder if when you're a billionaire, there is no amount of money that can make you do something you don't want to do. So maybe he's like, you know what? I'll
give him back.
They pitched him like, look, you can. This will help your initiative too. And he went, all right, I'll do that. Because it's a big get to have Jay-Z as your guy. So he's the latest celebrity to get into the Mary Jane business. 11 U.S. states, including California, have it legal now for recreational use. Snoop Dogg has his own brand, Leafs by Snoop. And Whoopi Goldberg, in 2016, she launched a line of medical marijuana products aimed at providing relief from menstrual cramps.
Oh.
Oh, really?
All kinds of applications for that. Mm. All right, Vinny Vincent, what's coming up?
Women and all their sex dreams.
Oh, really?
After these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 6:30. No, it isn't. It's 7:36.
Hold
on. No, it's not. We're all the way into the 7 o'clock hour. 7:36.
Hump day.
And you can watch the show, see all the confusion firsthand. Go to RadioAlice.com/watch. It takes you right to the Looking Glass.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. All right, here's what's happening. I got a couple texts first to follow up on a story Sarah did earlier about Jay-Z being involved with Caliva.
Yeah.
Joe Montana contributed $75 million to this marijuana grow place. Jay-Z's just the latest investor. That's one text.
$75 million.
Then another one says, isn't Caliva Joe Montana's cannabis company? So that seems to be...
funny.
We have a few people who
know
it.
Yeah, no mention of him in the story, but that, you know, that would make sense for him to join something that has that to stand on, you know?
KTVU reported last night that it was Jay-Z that reached out to Caliva.
Oh.
And the CEO, for this is from 408, the CEO says Jay-Z reached out to them. They wondered how he even knew about them.
Funny. Well, maybe he was looking for something cannabis to be involved in and thought this is a good fit for me.
And maybe he was, when he was doing their last concert here.
Right. Maybe he loves Joe Montana. Yeah. He's like, whatever Joe's doing, I want to do that too.
Everybody loves Joe Montana. He's the best quarterback of all times.
Mm-hmm. Is he?
He is.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't know. Pretty good. I like our San Mateo boy.
The whole wide world agrees.
Do they?
Yeah. I have a family member associated with Caliva. I was completely shocked at his starting wage as a young person starting out. Just a great kid, but I worried about all those tattoos and where he might land career-wise. So proud of him for carving his own path. Caliva, from all I hear, is a solid company and a strong brand, and crazy now to see Jay-Z attached as well.
I was looking at the Caliva when I read that text, Vinny. I was like, what kind of jobs do people have? So they have some jobs open right now. There's field marketing representative.
Oh, what does that pay?
Delivery. I don't know. I didn't click on anything, but the delivery. Oh, it's through Glassdoor, so they might not give you a pay.
Right.
Delivery driver. There's depot clerk, receptionist.
Oh, wow.
In a lot of different areas.
So lots
material
of job openings.
Material handler.
Well. Material handler. Oh, well, I'm a handsome material.
I don't know what pot company it was, but one of them I saw a billboard for. It was talking about how they have some kind of person on site to direct you to. And I forget, there was a name.
Like a pot consultant?
Yes, exactly. Right.
They walk you through what each of these will do.
They're there to help get you the...
Bro, I tried this the other day.
The right stuff.
I slept like a baby.
Yeah, depending
on
if you're
sleep.
Trying to ease anxiety, you have headaches, or you need to go to sleep. Yeah.
You don't want to be paranoid?
Yeah,
I need to talk to someone.
That'd be for you,
huh? That would be for me. You don't want to freak out at a concert and have to leave? That's what I'm looking for.
So I looked up at the field marketing representative. This would be out of the Berkeley, Oakland area. And base hourly rate starts at $20 an hour.
Oh, geez.
It's part-time.
Yep, that's part-time. 21 years or over.
Huh. That's good.
Experienced in customer service. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've done some customer service.
This story is an update from a story I read. I want to say it was last week, and it's horrifying, but it's...
Oh, no. What is it?
It's the ocean. I mean, this is... You're in the ocean. I'm not trying to say I don't feel for them. In fact, I read the story and was like,
oh, my God, what?
And it was about a family that was snorkeling, and saw sharks coming at their daughter, and they were like, sharks! And that girl was attacked and killed by sharks while they all watched
and couldn't
do anything about it.
Oh my God.
Right.
Where?
This is in the Bahamas. A family of a woman killed by sharks while on snorkeling in the Bahamas is calling on tour companies to change their security protocols after alleging the tour company they used failed to provide enough aid during the attack. They're sharks.
Yeah.
I don't know what they would have expected.
Yeah.
Well, and that's, you know.
They're hungry.
There's one surefire way not to. And you guys say this all the time. Don't go in the water.
You could not go in there.
Right.
It's their house.
It's awful. And I know the family's just grieving, and that's terrible.
Oh,
she's 21.
Mm. That's horrific.
They were just on a little day excursion, and. They had nothing in place to rescue her because what would they do? I don't even know.
I don't know. Dudes with harpoons on canoes nearby. I don't know. Right. You get
water. You go into,
they can't control the population.
In places where, I don't know what the term is, but you go someplace where it's not America. They don't have the same
standards.
Standards.
Yeah, in America, the sharks know better than that.
No, I mean, you know, with law, with, I just think it's a situation. Laws are there to protect you. You wouldn't even get the a business license in many cases if you don't have.
Right. That is horrible. That's a horrible tragedy.
It is. So they're suing, but I don't. I just thought, oh, okay, well.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.